What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And we're so excited for today's topic, suggested by you, our wonderful listeners, decision fatigue.
Oh, I cannot wait to dig into this. Seriously.
So excited.
It has our name written all over it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it does.
Do you want to kick it off with some quotables, Taylor?
We got some quotables. In the same vein as turning to our lovely listeners, we have two quotables from our Self-Helpless Facebook group. First is from our helpster, Mindy. It says, "You are only going to be as good as the people you surround yourself with, so be brave enough to let go of those who keep weighing you down."
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
So
that's
true.
Like that quote, I forget who...
You're like the average of the five people you surround yourself with.
Oh, that's a good one.
So good.
I think about that all the time, and the fact that I hang out with you two makes me feel a lot better about where I'm at. I go, okay, well, that's two of the five, and they're doing pretty great. And then from our helpster, Abigail, "A shark is in a fish tank will grow 8 inches, but in the ocean, it will grow 8 feet or more. The shark will never outgrow its environment, and the same is true about you. Many times we're around small thinking people, so we don't grow. Change your environment and watch your growth."
Whoa. Yes!
You a shark, a bitch!
Can I share one that Kane actually sent to
the
Self-Helpless Instagram? This is one he saw at a coffee shop, and he put it on his Instagram story. It says, "If I asked you to name all of the things you loved, how long would it take for you to name yourself?"
Oh, whoa, my gosh, that is really good.
That's not a good one.
Great one.
So good.
You'd marry that guy.
Seriously, what are you doing?
I might. Yeah, I really like that one. Thanks, Kane.
So good. Well, I also, the whole shark one makes me think of when people say kind of like you're going to reach for the example that you see, right?
Oh,
you're
going
to reach for the highest example that you've been given, like growing up.
Yes.
So you got to make sure you're surrounding yourself with people that's like, wow, I want to be doing that one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be friends with people you consider role models.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm doing.
Hey.
Yes. So do we have some segments?
We do have
some segments. Oh my gosh. So many.
Delaney.
Should I start off with
a
hair update, everybody?
Yes.
Okay, well, Kelsey, as you can see, my hair looks different. You mentioned that it looks different,
right?
Do you think I went to get it professionally cut, or do you think I did it myself?
I'm going to bet that you did it yourself.
And that would be correct, Kelsey Cook.
I love that Kelsey didn't say, "Your hair looks great." She said, "It looks different."
I'm not encouraging this behavior. I'm very careful with my word choice.
She's like, "It looks..." What did you say? Did you say it looks different? Or did you say it looks like something happened?
I think... Well, I think those are both in the same category of like, I don't know what is going on, but
okay.
It looks like something happened.
First of all, I thought it was so hilarious after that episode where we talked about that. The amount of our listeners that commented about it, I thought I would be in the minority of people who cut their own hair or who haven't had. Okay, I did the math. It had been over a year and a half since I had a haircut. So Taylor was right.
I feel
so
physically ill.
I was shocked by how many people were like me.
You all let me down. I just want you to know, listeners, you're all dead to me. I'm really upset by how many of you were on Team Delaney and encouraging her.
Dude, okay, so this is what I did. I took your advice, and I also took the advice of our helpsters. So I did get my hair cut, but I did do it myself.
You didn't get it cut.
You can't say that. You did not get it cut. You cut it.
But however, I did get it cut by myself with professional scissors.
You got some scissors.
I got
some scissors that were recommended by our listeners. They're like, look, if you're going to cut your own hair, at least get some professional stuff going. So I've got them on Amazon. I cut my hair. And you know what? I like it.
It does look really pretty.
Good. I cut 2.25 inches off about, and I gave myself more layers.
You cut 2 inches?
I cut over 2 inches off the bottom, and then I layered, you know, myself. And I'm like, you know, this isn't bad. This
it looks
isn't
good.
Bad.
It, no, it looks really pretty.
Yeah.
I would be curious to know what it would look like without curls.
Yeah.
Because I feel like...
Very uneven, which is why I curled it.
Right. I was going to say.
Okay. But Delaney.
But to be fair, I only wear my hair wavy. It's wavy naturally. Or I curl it. I don't wear my hair straight. So I don't have to worry about that. Nobody's going to notice.
I mean, this one might.
But you'll know. But you'll know that it's not even. And doesn't that does nothing to you?
I kind of like it.
You are so
wild. It's wild.
I love you.
Just stoked you saved money.
I told Taylor, I'm like, dude, it was like $14 pair of scissors. I saved probably $60. And then the yearly amount I'm saving, annual amount, is probably close to $1,000.
Kelsey's like trying to scrape together $1,000 in her head.
No, it's not $1,000.
For a scholarship.
I don't know where you're going that it would cost you $1,000 a year, but that's no.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because if you get your hair cut, let's say every 2 months.
Maybe.
Yeah.
For $50.
But if you do a hair dye, streaks.
That's only $300, right?
That's a couple.
Honestly,
56 times.
My cut and color total is $140.
And you're going how often? I'm going to pull up my calculator really quick.
That's for a cut and color. So if you just want the cut, you can get a haircut for like
$50.
I would say I go 4 to 5 times a year.
Okay.
So do
$700 a year, which is not bad.
Hashtag worth it.
Well, and you could get cheaper haircuts too.
Yeah. Whatever places I was going. Yeah, it's usually around $150. At one point I was going every 2 months. What is that? 6 times a year? $900.
No. When you say you put layers in, what does that mean?
It means I trimmed the layers I already have, but I made them shorter. So I feel like I gave myself more body.
Go
on the YouTube and watch the video. You can tell me, what do you think my hair?
It looks great.
I'm going to start charging $5 out of my apartment.
Nobody go support that business. Please, God. It looks, your hair looks beautiful.
Did you also just wash it?
I mean, I showered yesterday.
Yeah. See, I feel like also you just washed it, so it looks really good.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I should probably wash my hair more often. Yeah. I also put a little cacao powder in this morning for a little dry shampoo, give myself some extra body. Cam didn't notice I cut my hair. I had to tell him.
By the way, your hair always looks great, but I'm just saying.
It was looking a little.
You don't wash, and I don't wash it every day either,
because
it's better for it. But like the day you do wash it and the day after, it's like, well, excuse me, everybody get a ticket to me, you know? But so it's, you know, it's just
got
a little
more
extra
body now.
Bounce.
It was definitely getting kind of long and flat and like it was really dead. It
Cutting
was really dead at the end.
2 inches off yourself is a brave
feat. Do you want to know how I did it? I could do a little DIY right now for anybody listening
at
home.
Did you watch a video or something?
I watched several YouTube tutorials. Videos suggested by our listeners. Thank you very much for those. Kelsey's so mad.
Your hair looks great, Kelsey.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Yeah, it looks really pretty. It looks like you got it professionally done. I probably could have done
it
for $5, but listen. Okay, what I did, actually, the dye, I could never do that.
You couldn't do that.
No.
That's you do cute, the hair flip like this.
Okay.
What?
I flipped my hair and I put a ponytail on my forehead.
And that's how, and then I put a little ponytail down here and I chopped it off.
What?
Yep.
Kind of.
No.
Little House on the Prairie.
They're professional DIY video people.
DIY video.
Yeah.
Did you hear the thing that you just said? It's a professional DIY YouTube video.
The beauty gurus that Kelsey probably looks at.
No.
They got so many.
Kelsey's not looking
at
those.
They got so many subscribers. And then I just did the whole, you know, you take a chunk at a time and you do like a diagonal thing where you cut and you can take the ends of it and then chop up like this to make it less blunt looking. I learned so much, you guys. I'm really proud of myself.
It's annoying because it does look really good.
I know.
It worked out for you. Delaney's just great at everything, so don't try this at home and think it's gonna
go. No, it's very uneven. But again, nobody's gonna notice.
Yeah, if it's wavy and curly though, who cares?
Nobody notices.
Turn toward me for just 1 second.
Yep,
I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm. She's checking my layers, maybe my length.
It's actually not bad.
Not bad. Yeah. Thank you so much. That was Kelsey Cook quoting that. Just wanted to put that out there for the record.
But one of your ends fell off in my hand. So if that tells you anything.
I did not cut as much as I probably should have off.
Mm.
Because I like the length.
Yeah.
I could have gone several more inches, though. It's pretty dead.
You think several more?
It's
maybe another inch.
At least. Yeah. Anyway, that's my holy shit moment. Maybe I have a new, segment of my holy shit / good shit.
I knew it. I knew it when you posted on the Facebook group. You're like, I have a hair update. I was like, motherfucker. It's not that you went, because I would have known. I would have known.
Yeah, the fact that you brought up, like, guess which one do you think it is? It's like, it's obviously that you did it.
Yeah.
Anybody who goes, guess where I got this? The thrift store, okay?
Yeah.
You know you got a good deal. Otherwise, you wouldn't be like, guess where I got this? Yeah. Topshop, $200.
Yeah. Right. Would you, like, see me out and about in public and be like, that girl cuts her own hair? Or would you be like, that girl probably got it done?
Your cocky expression after just like, come at me, bitch. I told you it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks really pretty.
Thank you.
You're always beautiful. It's just it's the way principle. You would go about it.
It's the principle. Yeah.
It's the principle.
I'll show you my scissors next time you guys come
here's,
over.
Here's what it is. I wouldn't think that you cut your own hair,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't think that you just got a haircut.
Yeah.
Is that a good?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ooh, there's another trick where you can like cut off some of your ends. If you spin your hair into a what is this called, a twirly thing, and then
a twist?
And you can chop off any of the hairs that are popping up there, or you can put it in between your fingers and then chop it off that way. Maybe I should start my own DIY YouTube channel.
Dude, my hairdresser does not do any of that shit, and I think it's because she knows what she's doing and she's a professional.
Oh my god, there's nothing better than getting your hair cut by somebody who obviously has been doing it for decades and just goes like,
yeah,
just like, done, like just another day.
Yeah, like their scissors are just like extensions of their fingers.
No, they are very, very talented people. Hairstylist people.
Yeah.
Hairstylist people.
I have the ultimate respect. Right now, it's just not a priority right now.
Yeah.
But it will be when if and when I can make a higher income, it will come back into my life.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you worry, Kelsey.
I will just say I'm proud that you at least bought scissors. If I can't get you to actually go into a salon, at least you're using something that's not fraying your ends more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
I did. I took your advice. See? I stopped using
kind
my
of.
Kitchen
you
scissors.
Kind
you don't. You don't get that.
You don't get that.
Yeah.
No, you did not.
You got
I took your advice.
Okay. You figured out a way to keep Kelsey in your life for a little bit longer. That's what you did.
You bought yourself some time.
Oh, my God. Boy.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What about you guys?
I have self-careless. Last week, I was gone for 7 days, and I did try my best to book flights whenever I could that were later in the day or the day before and try to get normal amounts of sleep. But when you're traveling that much, it just doesn't quite happen. So I'm still a little messed up from taking a couple what weren't red eyes, but end up being red eyes when you're on the East Coast and you're three hours ahead. If you leave at 6 a.m., I'm leaving at 3 a.m.
Right.
So it is what it is. And we had daylight savings kick in. So I was laying in the hotel bed. I checked my phone. I felt like I'd been laying there for 20 minutes trying to go to sleep. And I looked at my clock and it changed over at 2 a.m. So it said 3:15. I said, I must have slept for like an hour and just not realized.
No.
And then I got in the shuttle to go to the airport. And another comedian I was like, oh, yeah, well, we lost an hour. And I was like, oh, I haven't slept at all. Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
So that was a rough time. And then also I just didn't eat very healthy all week. Like, and not anything terrible, but like I ate bread and I don't think I had any dairy, but like probably some snuck in there in places because I wasn't being super aware. Like I got like tuna at Panera Bread and it's like, who knows what they put in here? Like, just don't know. And with the between the like stress of travel and like eating differently than I do, I started my period, which I don't ever get because I'm on low estrogen.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Just forget about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I never get it. So if I get it, it's kind of weird. It's like, oh, something's going on. And it's been like 5 days now. It's annoying. But because I used to have 3 day periods, but they were excruciating. Oof. So yeah, I'm just, my body's a little out of whack now. And I had a mole removed and had Band-Aids on it covering up, and like the adhesive made my skin fall off. Like,
it's horrible. Ooh. Taylor and I have been having just like the worst experiences with this.
I didn't know. Well, thank God, being friends with Kelsey, the best thing about it is that if something weird is happening to your body, you can just call her and be like, are you allergic to this thing? And she's like, oh yeah, of course. And I'm like, okay, cool. It's just allergic. But I stopped wearing them immediately and I've just been slathering it in like Neosporin and Vaseline. And I think I might have scars from this Band-Aids.
It'll heal.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
Thank God.
We're like the mole removal clan right now. Mm, we're just a sore bunch. I just had two removed. But what I found out, I went to CVS, and if any of you tend to have allergic reactions to either latex or adhesives, I found that there are like sensitive skin Band-Aids, and I've been using them so far, and in the last 24 hours, I have not had a rash.
Oh, that's good.
So I might have found a loophole. I just didn't even realize that there were like sensitive skin Band-Aids. I just thought it was like either latex-free or latex. But yeah, it's a real bitch. Band-Aids suck.
That's never happened to me. I mean, I guess I haven't worn a Band-Aid in a long time, but that's never happened to me.
It like kills your skin.
Yeah.
It like, you become like an iguana or something. It's like flaky and scaly, and then it like, it's awful.
It hurt so bad. It was worse than the hole in my stomach from the mole.
What? Yeah, it's almost like welts.
I've never had this happen with Band-Aids.
It looked like a burn.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, it's bad. It sucks. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you take care of yourself.
Yeah, you need rest and a vacation and sleep.
Probably.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Well, my treat myself was I got my hair professionally done. I actually did go get my hair cut. Unlike Delaney, I got my hair cut by myself. What the fuck? No.
I got my hair cut by me.
Weirdo. So anyway, that always feels nice. I always feel kind of like refreshed, and yeah, that's just my quick little treat myself.
Totally know what
you mean. Looks great.
Yeah,
thank you. I have to say, also, I wanted to shout out our Patreon. I mean, I know we obviously always shout out our Patreon, but we had to do an episode last week, just Delaney and I, while Taylor was on the road traveling, and Delaney shared a story on there that, like, it's hard at this point in our friendship to be shocked by anything that Delaney does, and you feel like you've heard everything from, like, her flashing a stranger her tits for a meatball recipe to her dog licking her butthole to whatever. I mean, like, you just get to a point where you're like, well, that must be it, because, like, the stories are usually pretty recent. You would think, oh, if this something happened in the past, we would know. No. She shared a story on Patreon that I'm not going to spoil here. But, like, you have to go listen to it.
Yeah.
Because it rendered me speechless. Tay, have you heard it yet?
No, I don't know what this is. Do I know?
No, you don't know.
It's just
you
something, don't. I don't even. It's just weird. I never think these things are going to be shocking, and then people are like, "Whoa,
it's."
I want to know so bad. Insane. Now.
I'll have to. I'll
yeah, we got
to.
Okay,
afterward.
Tell me.
But
after.
Just like if you guys aren't part of Patreon, I'm telling you, it's like a totally different show. It's like
it's a
separate podcast.
Yeah,
it's where we read your guys's emails, we answer questions you have, we give advice, and I mean, it's where we are the most uncensored. And Delaney shared a story that she wouldn't have shared on this main podcast. I don't think.
I don't know. Probably somebody asked.
Yeah. But and she just yeah you offered it up it. As if it wasn't what it was, and I was like, what? Oh my god!
It was just gonna be a quick little tidbit, and then Kelsey had a lot of questions, so I won't bring it up here because I feel like Taylor's gonna have a lot of questions, and we won't go.
This will turn
it
into the whole
all
episode.
Over again.
Yeah. But you guys, it's $5 a month to get 2 bonus episodes, and we do have other tiers where you get more goodies that are $25 and $40. But if you just want the bonus episodes, it's just $5 a month, and I'm telling you, like. There's some shit going down on Patreon.
It's a good old time.
I love it. Anyway, I just had to say that because, like, that's kind of haunted my dreams. And, like, I will probably always see you differently now.
I'm going to get on Patreon.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to.
Oh, man.
All right.
Did you get your segments in?
Did
we?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You talked about your haircut.
Hair.
I didn't know if we, I didn't know we accidentally skipped
it. To Delaney, that's not a treat yourself.
No.
So.
She didn't even... What else you got?
She's like, didn't even register on her radar. I was like, what? Did you have words that came out?
What was that about?
Who gets their haircut anymore? oh my gosh, update. Maureen got adopted. Remember the bulldog?
Oh,
oh my gosh. Some of our listeners reached out asking me. I had been keeping an eye on their Instagram. But yeah, I reached out to the rescue. They said that she got placed in a foster home for a month and they officially adopted her a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yay, Maureen.
It makes me so happy because I just felt so sad. So yay. Pup date.
Also, update. Also, shout out to Elizabeth who invited us to her wedding.
Elizabeth and Ivan invited me, Taylor, and Kelsey to her wedding in Las Vegas. It is the most magical piece of mail
That is so sweet.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Look at this. Gorgeous.
That is a beautiful invitation.
Should we show
Oh, maybe not their personal info, but I don't have to probably zoom in pretty quickly.
Their social security.
Who else wants to go?
I just thought that was so sweet. Yeah. Thank you so much. We'll be RSVPing on your website.
That's so nice.
Wow. Oh my god.
You guys want to get into the meat?
Yeah, let's get into the meat. So today we are talking about decision fatigue, which we got the definition here. It's from the New York Times, from a New York Times article. In decision making and psychology, decision fatigue refers to the deteriorating quality of decisions made by an individual after a long session of decision making. So if you're on Tinder and you've been swiping for hours, you might just start to think, hey, let's just get a cabin and die alone.
Just take a nap when you get to that point.
Yeah.
Refresh.
But yeah, basically when you're just overwhelmed by the amount of decisions you have to make that you've had to make and you just don't, you just want to shut down and do anything anymore.
Do you want to read the statistics on this or should I...
I can do
either way.
Beautiful.
Okay, so after analyzing over 225 million hours of working time in 2017, we found the average user switches between tasks more than 300 times per day during working hours.
Oh, crazy.
Oh my gosh.
But I believe it.
But I believe it too, yeah. In a study published by the National Academy of Sciences, researchers looked at more than 1,100 parole hearing decisions made by judges in the U.S. What they discovered was that the most influential factor in whether or not somebody was granted parole wasn't their crime, background, or sentences, but what time their case was heard.
Whoa. That is insane.
I think about that shit all the time.
That is insane.
That's so similar to, I mean, it's not, it's someone's life, but it's similar to like us trying to pitch TV shows or
before lunchtime versus after lunchtime.
Yes.
Oh yeah, like that 3 p.m. that 3 p.m. feel of like, okay, I'm done now. What we discussed this on a previous
episode.
Yeah.
I always intentionally now, if I have to go in for a meeting somewhere and they give me a set of different times I can choose from, I always choose morning now because we talked about that.
Yeah.
Prisoners who appeared early in the morning received parole about 70% of the time, while those who appeared late in the day were paroled less than 10% of the time.
Whoa, because they're just over it. They want to get the hell out of there?
They're done.
Oh, my gosh. They're tapped out.
By bedtime, the average person has made 35,000 decisions.
Really?
Well, think about it. Every little thing. What are you wearing today? What am I going to eat? Okay, should I put this Tupperware here or should I put it in this? You know what I mean?
All of
that stuff adds up.
It adds up.
Oh, I'm exhausted now.
Good Lord. So yeah, if you're on parole, make sure you get a late appointment. Late appointment so you get off, right?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. You mean if you're not the criminal?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. If you are the criminal, get an afternoon appointment because they're done and they're not going to give you stuff, right?
No.
You want to get away. They're talking about parole. Parole's good.
You want?
Oh,
parole?
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking prison.
Delaney.
Oh, you guys, it must be my new haircut.
Yeah.
You're making me feel blonder than usual.
I don't think that's how it works, but okay. You just keep digging.
My bad. All right, what's next?
All right, we got signs and symptoms, Delaney.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Okay, signs and symptoms, which I currently have of decision fatigue. Low mental energy. The more choices you make throughout the day, the harder each one becomes for your brain, and eventually it looks for shortcuts. Oh, makes so much sense. Reckless decision making. Acting impulsively instead of thinking things through. Making unhealthy and unproductive choices, even when you know better, or simply doing nothing. Small daily decisions impact the willpower you have for important choices. Dude, this is such a big one for me. Because you ever get like, your brain is just mush.
Yeah.
And you just need it all to stop. It all feels like too much. Even a very simple thing. You don't even know what you want.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even just like, if this is a very dumb, small example, but like, even just like deciding between me and Cam, like, hey, what should we order for dinner tonight? Oh, what about this? By the time it's like, okay, let's just get whatever. Whatever's next on the list, just let's order that. I'm done.
Yeah.
And then you get the food. It's like, I really didn't want this.
Yeah.
Like, if I just took a second to think about, no, what do I actually want to be eating?
That's why I like eating at home. Like, my buddy Dustin was in town yesterday doing spots and things. And he was like, oh, we should get coffee or food or something. And I was like, oh, then we're going to have to decide where to go. We're going to have to look up places. I'm going to have to think about, okay, is this like what you're in the mood for? And I was like, why don't we just make you dinner? Like, why don't you just come over?
Oh, that's nice.
And I'll cook fish. Is that fine? Is fish fine? Yeah. And you're in control of all of it. Like, whenever people want to like meet up for dinner or anything, like it's always easier for me. Like, Kyle's parents came to visit a couple months ago. And I was like, he's like, well, let's look at places for breakfast. I'm like, we can make better breakfast just here. And then it's so much easier than like, okay, will this place be able to like accommodate his stepmom's allergies and all these different things?
Do they take reservations?
What about parking?
Yeah, exactly.
What time do you get there? All
that's
that
a good
stuff.
Point.
I
was going to say, I feel like it also goes hand in hand with workaholism because all these symptoms it's talking about kind of are happening when you're already at that brink of exhaustion, when you've been like worn out already. And so I feel like if you're struggling with taking time for yourself or relaxing, that you're kind of always in that space of like decision fatigue and maybe making reckless decisions.
Oh, totally. Because you just want to be done with it. I am that person who used to just like stand in the middle of the aisle at CVS reading all the shampoo bottles and trying to figure out which one do I want to purchase. Oh man, price to ounce, like what's the better deal, what's the better ingredient, all that crap. I hate having too many decisions. I love being able to weed things out. So that's why I love that our listeners talked about like the Think Dirty app and stuff like that. Where I'm like, I plug it in. That makes it the decision for me. I no longer have to decide. You know, this is what I'm going to get. This is why it trumps all other decisions, even if it's maybe more expensive or whatever. So I just have been doing that with kind of everything now. Like once I got rid of my car, it's like, okay, I only have the options of what's in walking distance for me to go grocery shopping or me to go grab some food or do this. So I love taking away my options because it frees up so much mental space and mental energy.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I spend more money to avoid making decisions because it's so stressful to make decisions. Like the one example I can think of is I've tried to start renting cars more often, and it's because there's so much stress in when you don't have a car, you're like making the decision, am I going to go places to do things, you know, during the day before shows?
Right.
And then you have to like decide based on a mugshot on Lyft if they're going to kill you or not.
Right.
Like, it's just too much for me. Cause I've definitely, if I get like a creepy looking middle-aged white guy, not to stereotype anybody, but like I will cancel the ride. Like if like, oh yeah, if they look weird, if they look, and I, again, some people are just not photogenic, but like if there's like a dude my dad's age who looks a little off in the eyes.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope, no, I'm not going in there.
I've never canceled a ride.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, I sure have.
Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, or if they have a low rating or something. Oh, I'm not doing that.
Oh, I've never. I thought they'd just kick you off if you have a low rating. I thought you can't even be a driver.
You can still have, I mean, but yeah, but if they're close to the rating that the you bound, have yeah. to... Yeah, keep at. Yeah,
I started canceling after I went against my instincts and like got into a Lyft one time with a creepy guy. I like talk about it on stage now, but like his profile picture was taken like literally 2 inches from his face.
Yeah,
you could just like I knew just based on his picture he looked so weird, and it was like one of the creepiest, weirdest rides I'd had, where he was like offering to like take me around the town and like show me Atlantic City. Of course it was in Atlantic City.
Yeah,
and just like if I had canceled I wouldn't have dealt with that, and I knew I should have, but I just was trying to be nice, whatever, and now I don't give a fuck. I'll cancel.
Yeah.
I can't remember what episode it was, but we've talked about this with, like, people when they're trying to buy something, they prefer fewer choices. It's the jam scenario, where they had a stand that had, like, 2 types of jam, and they had one that had, like, 10 types of jam, and people gravitated towards the 2 and ended up spending more money there because they just were so overwhelmed. Like, more choices doesn't always mean more satisfaction.
Totally. Yeah.
And I try to think of that when I'm on the road, because for a while I was like, I'll make a bunch of different things and that'll make people come over. But, like, if you just have, like, one good shirt or one good thing and maybe, like, a CD, like, that's plenty. It's too
much. Don't need to set up a flea market.
No. People try to get the fuck out.
Yeah. And they just want to support you. Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing.
I just made BYOB shirts.
Oh,
bring
nice.
Your own box.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Off of Delaney's suggestion. Dude, so we'll see how those go in Spokane.
They're so good.
Yeah. So I have some treatments.
How do we fix this stuff?
Yeah. So this is from an article in Fast Company. They recommend these steps to avoid decision fatigue. Number one, simplify the choices you need to make throughout the day. President Barack Obama wore only blue or gray suits for his entire 8-year stint in the Oval Office, and Steve Jobs was famous for his turtleneck and blue jeans uniform.
Yeah.
I love that. I know. I hear that all the time. This goes hand in hand with the minimalism thing.
Yeah. One of the guys does it. He wears a black t-shirt and jeans every day. That's his outfit every day. He likes it. He feels good in it, and it just takes all that time deciding.
I just love jackets so much.
Yeah, that's not for everybody.
It's not for, but I love the idea of it, and I do tend to gravitate towards that for shows. Like, I have so many jackets. I wear like 3 of them on stage most nights.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you have to take photos or something, and you're like, oh, I should have kept that for this, or you actually do go out and do something cute, and like, it's annoying. But like, yeah, most of the time, I really only need like 2 outfits.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's helped being on the road, though. I've started packing much lighter because I've just realized, like, you're only going to wear 1 pair of jeans these 3 days.
Exactly.
Don't bring 3 pairs of jeans.
Dude, for sure.
It's so great for laundry, too, because my laundry doesn't pile up anymore. It's just like, okay, done. It's super easy. I think you guys would be kind of shocked how many clothes I own. It's not much.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you could probably tell from just these YouTube videos that I wear the same t-shirt every time. You know what I mean? Like, I wear the same outfit. I have, like, my closet is this big of hanging clothing, and that's it.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's it.
You don't have, like, a chest of drawers with clothes in there?
I have underwear and socks.
Holy shit.
Wow. Yeah, really?
I'll show you guys the next time you guys come over. But it's been a process. It's just, it's not because, like, I aimed for that, but as I've gotten rid of stuff and I stopped buying stuff, it's just slowly dwindled down. You know, it's like, this doesn't fit me anymore. Bye. I donate it, but I don't replace it. And it just keeps happening over and over.
You know?
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What else I stopped doing? I used to get lured into like the Victoria's Secret traps of like how beautiful this like lingerie set is and how pretty this bra is. They're always uncomfortable as fuck, and I will wear them like one time to look hot for Kane.
Yeah.
And like then they sit in the drawer because I never reach for them.
Yeah.
When I'm just like on day to day. So I feel like as an adult, I'm like, okay, you can have like one to two. But like all this fucking colorful, like bright red, I'm like, you wear shirts that are light colored all the time, like you can see a bright red bra.
Oh yeah, they're not for not for practical use.
No,
at all.
And I like looked at my bra drawer the other day and I was like, oh, this looks like such like basic colors, like black and like nude and white, but like
useful.
That's what it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I'm not doing a lingerie photo shoot on Tuesday where I would need like the bedazzled whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So anyway, I feel like as an adult I'm starting to like get out of that trap a little bit. Just gave away some of those like ridiculous bras. You're like, why did you buy this? Okay, number two, set honest priorities for earlier in the day. Just like the judges who are more likely to grant parole earlier in the day, your best time to make hard decisions is when you first start.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's why going to the gym in the morning is a good idea.
Right.
It's not going to happen later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that.
Better decisions.
It's so hard in the morning.
Better decisions happen earlier. And it's parole, not prison, for anybody else who is confused.
So it's just me. I like how you're trying to rope other people. Hey, you guys, I know
you
that
were
you
were there,
all...
right?
Number three, focus on momentum, not willpower. Decision fatigue makes us feel out of control, and building momentum around tasks is one of the fastest ways to get that feeling of control back. Hmm. If you can chain similar tasks together, there's less chance you'll be faced with having to make the decision to get started.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, that's a great tip. Yeah, just getting started on anything is so tough.
That's so
once
tough.
You're rolling.
I trick myself into it, especially with like running my own business. It's like because I'm still a perfectionist and now my job is making custom art, which I'm freaking scrutinizing everything. Mm. Even though it's a dick mug, I still want it to look a certain way. And like, I want it to like resemble the person and all this stuff. And I'm constantly, you know, making changes and all that stuff. So I know like, okay, if I'm going to start this, it's going to be an agonizing process for me because of my mental stuff.
Yeah.
And so I just trick myself. Okay, just make a really shitty outline version of it and then correct it in an hour. And I'll do that. And I can do it in steps. And sometimes I go a lot longer than I was expecting because I get into my groove and it's never as bad as you think it's going to be. And then by the time, I'm done. Now I've let it dry.
Yeah.
But I always have to trick myself into it every single time. I have not gotten over the mental hurdle.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm definitely in that with wedding planning. For any of you who are doing it, like ours is 4 months away and I started to look at that mounting list and I was like, what the fuck? And you get to a point where you're like, there's so much to do. I'm just not going to do anything because I don't know how to start. But sure enough, it's like, you know, put one little foot in front of the other. And we did like this one step. And next thing you know, I had knocked out like 8 major things on the list and felt so good. But it's talking about, like that momentum.
Yeah.
Just like get that ball rolling.
Right.
Yeah. I was putting off traffic school for like months. I had until March something. It's now March.
Traffic school?
Yeah. I got a ticket. Did I tell you this? I got a ticket.
Know.
Like it was at this point, it was probably like, it was months ago, but it was in Fullerton. It was after I moved. So it must've been like maybe in the last 3 months. And I had gone to see my sister or I'd gone to pick her up or something. Maybe it was before I moved. I don't remember, but I didn't stop at a stop sign all the way. I just did the thing where you slow
California
down.
Stop. Yeah.
Yeah. California stop. And it was in a neighborhood and like, you can see that there's no one at the other one. So, you know, the kind of like little bit of a roll through and there was just a cop there, like, waiting to grab people.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was like $300. It sucked.
Oh,
it was a lot. Bummer, but I didn't want it on my record, so I paid for traffic school, but I kept putting off taking it, because you look at traffic school online, you're like, this is a whole course.
And Kane had to do it.
Yeah, but it's like, it's easy. I did it last night. It took like 30 minutes. You look up the answers on your phone.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy. And the exam's like so easy.
It's only 30 minutes long?
No, they give you, it's longer if you read everything. But I didn't do that.
If you don't cheat.
Yeah. Right. But I cheated.
Fucking cheat on that for sure. Okay, number four, lock in big decisions when your motivation and willpower are high. Rather than being susceptible to your changing energy levels, lock in key decisions when your energy is highest. Makes sense. Oh,
that's good.
And then number five, which I really need to do more, use the power of the afternoon nap. Research has found that naps are like a Zamboni for our brain, clearing away the gunk that builds up.
But I disagree.
How long of a nap, though? I feel like that's key. Because like the 20-minute power nap, it feels like pretty beneficial to me. But if I take like an hour nap, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm super groggy the rest of the day. Yeah. I feel like there's a sweet spot. You got to get to know your sweet spot.
It's so hard for me. I can't go to sleep, though, if I know I only have 20 minutes to sleep. I know you can set an alarm or something, but I'll be so anxious about waking up on time.
Oh.
You know? So for me, like, I fell asleep in the afternoon over the weekend when I was on the road. And for like an hour and a half, just randomly, from like 4 to 5:30. And it was horrible. I woke up feeling like garbage.
Yeah.
And I mean, after like an hour, you're like, oh, I guess I do feel better. But it, to me, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I just have such a hard time being somebody who like is like a workaholic. And when I wake up, to me, when I'm awake, I am fucking awake until nighttime.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going, I'm trying to do everything I can. I feel like my energy is really like built up. So the thought, like even when I feel tired, it's really hard for me to mentally shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just doesn't feel, it's like, well, everybody else is working, so I have to keep working.
Mm. Yeah.
Like I can only sleep when everybody else is sleeping. I have a really hard time taking naps. I fucking hate naps.
I've been taking more afternoon naps now that I have a puppy than before Maverick, because he wakes me up really early now.
Really?
And then,
when does he wake you up?
Well, he likes to eat breakfast at 6:30 on the dot every morning.
Jesus, that
and
is that, early.
And that was happening for the first couple weeks. And now what's nice is like I'll feed him breakfast, but he'll go back to bed for a little bit. So I'll still wake up like maybe 7:30, 8. But yeah, I noticed that, okay, I'm a little bit tired. That's earlier than I would wake up on my own.
Yeah.
Even when I like left my day job and I was working from home, I was still getting up around 8. But yeah. And then the fact that like he needs so many naps, I'm like, oh, maybe I should take a nap too. And it's like, so when he naps, I'm like, oh, maybe it's time for me to nap too. And then like he just naps on me and I feel like way more. Like it's like he's giving me permission to nap. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he's and your it's weighted also blanket.
Very comfortable. Cam got me a weighted blanket, by the way. He surprised me with one.
That's amazing.
A big weighted blanket, full body.
Amazing.
Because I've been wanting one of these
Good
for
man.
So long. We've talked about this, right? And no, I've been wanting one for so long. And then yeah, it just, you know, just out of nowhere, he's like, boop. What he did actually, he took the blanket I was using on the couch. He was like, you don't use this, or you don't need this. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you taking my blanket away?
Yeah.
It's fucking freezing in here. And then he plops this giant thing on me. I'm like, oh my God.
That's so nice.
So yeah, dude, those are great. It
they're
just
incredible.
Feels like a hug, mm-hmm. a womb.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
they're awesome.
It's so great. Highly recommend.
That's awesome. I'm trying so hard not to hiccup into the mic right now.
Oh, sorry,
I just got the hiccups. This is a horrible time.
You have cute hiccups. So.
No, I got something else.
I'm sorry.
When it comes to decision fatigue.
Yeah.
That I'm actually nervous to talk about on the podcast because I don't know how I feel about it yet. Right now, this is where I'm at. Because I've been so overwhelmed with like the food stuff, even just the podcast and us talking, like, what do you eat for your blood type? Is it intuitive eating? Is it vegetarianism? Is it veganism? Is it freaking keto? Like, what the fuck are we supposed to do?
Right?
And it gets just so, I don't even know where to start. And obviously food is a huge vice for me, and like how I self-medicate or celebrate it. Obviously, if you've listened to the podcast, you know, it's a pain point. So Cam went away for a weekend. He was gone for like 5 days for a bachelor party. And I noticed that when on my own, like I haven't been away from him for that long, for a long time. When on my own, I eat vegan. I eat vegan meals
really?
By myself. Yeah. So I realized towards the end of the weekend, I'm like, oh man, like without external influences, I was choosing to just eat. I wasn't eating animal products.
And was that because that's what sounded good to you, or was it because it was like easy to do?
Both, kind of. It was just what I was naturally gravitating towards without even thinking about it. But here's the thing, like obviously I know I'm addicted to bagels and cream cheese.
Yeah,
love me some ice cream. I mean, I'll eat anything that's in front of me, and it's so hard for me to say no. I have very low self-control when it comes to food that's like around. But I'm not the one who buys those. Cam buys that stuff.
Oh.
So Cam is the one who buys, and it's fine, you know. I but when I grocery shop, I try to you know, get some healthier options because I know that I have that issue. He doesn't have that issue that much. And so I was like, oh, this is really weird and interesting. And like 5 days away from my partner, I kind of feel like maybe this is what I should be naturally kind of trying to do.
Yeah.
And so I just looked up a bunch of, I've been vegan before. I had like an experimental vegan year for anybody mm-hmm. who's like a new listener when I was like, I don't know, 24. So like almost 5 years ago. And I was in a very different stage of my life at that time. And I feel like I might be able to do it a little bit differently, but better this time. But I caved mostly. The reason I went back from being vegan to eating whatever the fuck I wanted again was the social issues around it. I hated being the vegan person at the party. And so this is my plan for this time around. I told Kim, like, I'm going to grocery shop vegan and I'm going to cook vegan and I'm going to be vegan in the home. But in social situations, I don't want you mentioning it. I don't want anybody asking me questions. Mm. I don't want the comments. I don't want any of it. If we are out at a party or something, I will probably lean towards the vegan or vegetarian option to eat. But I just don't, I'm not ready for that yet.
Yeah.
I'm starting with just like, I'm not purchasing animal products. But I will, I'm not going to be the person at a party. If it's like, there's no vegan options, I'm not going to eat. I'm going to eat what's there.
Yeah.
Right. So that's where I'm at right now. You know, progress, not perfection, but, I just started researching again and kind of remembered why I did it in the first place and why it's important for me. And that just made it so easy to be like, oh, this is what I'm eating because this is the only option for me right now.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
It helped with decision stuff. And now that I know I'm an obliger, which is very helpful, all the external reasons is why I'm able to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, okay, animals, environment, my health is like, that's a bonus if it helps my health. Who knows if it's even the healthiest diet for me. But I'm like, okay, it's external factors that are going to probably keep me sticking with it.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Where when I was 24, the only reason I did it was for my health. And I didn't stick with it because...
You don't oblige yourself.
I can't hold myself accountable the way that other things or situations can. So I think that I'll be, I don't know. It'll be an interesting journey.
Because, like, the hair stuff, like, I have heavily tried to oblige you to get your hair cut.
Yeah.
And yet...
You don't care.
And yet you don't care.
That's interesting.
So, I don't know about that.
Well, you know what? Because then I think about the money, my finances. To me, that's a big factor right now. I just want to make sure... I mean, I have a hard time spending money on things that are not necessities until, like... all basic needs are met. I'm just a weirdo. I mean, like, my basic needs are met, but I'm also newly self-employed and I'm a little scared, right, still.
Well, you're just teaching me that people's definitions of basic needs are
different. yeah.
Because to me, that is a basic need of self-care.
It's your basic bitch need. Remember
my basic basic bitch need, yeah. But even, like, you're so funny to me. I learned so much from you because, like, you and I are so similar, but we're also very different. And when we went to Arizona for the All Things Comedy Festival, we were there for like a little over 24 hours, I think. Was it 24 hours?
I think so.
And you were like, yeah, I just didn't bring a hairbrush. And I was like, what? I'm like, did you forget it? And you're like, no, it's only got a day. And I'm like, but you have to brush your hair.
It's Friday. I don't brush my hair Friday. That's
just
Monday.
I'm in a ponytail the whole day. Nobody's going to know.
Tangle Tuesdays. And I was like, what? And so you're, and you know, I've told you before, I always love you and I'll always accept you.
Yeah.
But we just like, our ideas of like what our like needs are different.
Totally. And I think it's weird because I just feel like, I don't know, the whole minimalism thing, transitioning into like figuring out what I want to do with like my day-to-day with my job, and now I feel like my health is kind of the next natural thing.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why like the whole vegan thing again is popping up for me. But I think the minimalist thing is really is ingrained now. It is really ingrained where I think about every single potential purchase or action or whatever.
Yeah.
And how it's going to, okay, where does this money really need to go right now?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, and it's very responsible.
Yeah. You know? But right. Also, like, I could probably calm the fuck down and get my hair done a couple times a year.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
You're like living comfortably. Like, you're not like on the verge of homelessness.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know your personal finances, but I would imagine that like getting your hair cut once.
No.
Probably wouldn't
it's
like
totally fine.
Throw things so off course that you're like, well, we're eating beans for a week. Like, you know, right. You're probably okay.
Yeah. No, totally okay. Totally okay. But yeah, I just kind of like, I don't know. I just find myself questioning everything lately. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting older, and I'm also like, I have a lot more mental energy now than I did, and I'm just starting to like, I'm changing, I'm becoming a real hippie bitch. That's like, I'm really like, dude, it would not surprise me if I end up being like the minimalist vegan crazy activist one day, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I could see that.
I don't know.
But I'm also curious, does getting your hair done in a salon, like, does that bring you joy? Like, is that
no
a pleasure?
Never has.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then
I hate it. I've always like the people are so nice, very nice, but I'm always just like, I don't ever want to go. I don't want to sit there for a couple hours and just like have meaningless conversation. I mean, some people are close to their hair people and that's nice.
Yeah, I'm tight with mine.
Yeah, that's good. And I don't know. It's always been a chore. It's always been a chore. Yes, I feel good afterward, but that like good new hair feeling like maybe lasts a day or two. And then I'm like, I could go without it. So yeah, it's not, I'd much rather like spend that money on getting a monthly massage or something.
Okay.
Or every few months I'm going to get a massage instead of a haircut.
Okay.
You know
God,
what I mean?
So different. Because to me, getting my haircut is a spa experience.
Really?
Yeah. It's therapeutic.
Do you go to ones where they like serve you tea and stuff?
No, but it's like, it's a, you know, pretty salon, and I really like my hairstylist, and she gives you a scalp massage when she washes your hair.
Nice.
And I just love the feeling. It's ASMR. I love the feeling of like being touched and like pampered in that way. And like my hairstylist and I talk about like real shit, so it almost feels like a therapy session on top of it. I just really love it. I mean, I've gotten too comfortable. I posted this on my Instagram stories, but I like legit brought like a giant bag of potato chips with me when I went last week, because you're there for like 3 hours
whatever.
I love it so much.
I find myself anxious the whole time and like trying to I feel really stiff trying to like, I'm staying still for the hair, and
you're like
when
a child.
When I leave I am fucking drained. I am so drained. I'm starving. I'm just like, I don't want to do this
starving?
Again
bring
that's,
a snack.
That's why I bring chips,
because you do get hungry, you do feel like a little bit out of your element,
and people are so nice. Like, I've never had like a negative experience. It's just me not feeling like this is my place. I don't know.
Nervous to talk to someone for an hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm also like, sometimes I just want to sit and not talk, and I feel like I need to have a conversation. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't sound totally nuts. Maybe other people
I get that. It can be draining.
Yeah, it can be draining.
I would love to put in headphones, but I feel like that's rude.
Yeah, that is
it's a little rude.
But that, I guess, to me, I'm like, well, if you really don't even enjoy it, then I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
That's totally, if that's your preference, then like, I wouldn't push it. I felt bad at the idea that you like would have liked to have gotten your hair cut, but you were being so like worried about money.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
It's not that I'm not like treating myself. I'm treating myself in other ways that like make me feel way better than
I understand.
Hair done.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry.
I won't
go too far from the tree.
Well, you know, I'll keep you in line as best I can.
But yeah, I think I'm transforming into something different.
Well, good for you, man. I really hope the veganism keeps working out.
And it's like, you know, I'm not judging anybody else who doesn't. Like, obviously, fucking 8 days ago, I was eating everything in my sight. I think
and 8 days from now, you will be again.
Yeah, you never know. That's why I'm like, I don't want to announce this on the podcast because I don't want to be held accountable.
But it's true for the decision making. I mean,
the best thing
about doing Whole30 was, I mean, it sucked because some days you were like, I just want a croissant.
Right.
But the fact that you could only have like meat, vegetables, and fruit, and that's it.
Yeah.
It was so easy every day to like, well, there's four things I can have. Like, it was like, okay, if you're not going to have eggs or a turkey burger,
right?
just don't eat, I guess. Like, and, oh my God. Yeah.
That's why I love HelloFresh. I mean, they're not a sponsor this episode, but we've, you know, had them as a sponsor in the past, and right. Kane and I still use them. It just takes away decision process, because you get the meals delivered to you to cook, and that was like such a struggle for Kane and I for so long.
Yeah.
Because you'd get to that like later hour when, again, you're feeling more burnt out, you don't feel like making decisions, but you're fucking hungry. And so you're like, well, what do we do? And then you're like, we don't have any food here. I guess we're going to go out again. And then you end up spending way more money.
Yeah.
So for us, HelloFresh has been like such a great weekly treat yourself that I've loved. And I just feel like we're going to keep using it for a long time, because it does take away that decision fatigue, at least at dinner.
Yeah, I've only been like, again, I'm eating vegan in the home and I'm shopping vegan. I've only been doing it for like a couple weeks now, but man, has it made grocery shopping so easy. I go and I know exactly what to get. Boom, done. All right, next. So that's just been like, it's been a huge reason why I think I've been able to like stick with it. Just
that's
all
awesome.
Right, done. Yes. But I have been in several social situations the last couple weeks where, you know, I did not, because I just don't. I don't want it. I don't want the questions. Why are you only eating beans and bread, Delaney? What's going on? You know, like I just would rather not go there yet.
Right.
Because
get some more miles on
tough.
That car. You know?
Let me get comfortable first. I'm basically a closet vegan right now, except if my friends and family happen to listen to the podcast, they might know, but I'm not bringing it up to anybody.
Yes.
Because, you know, love you guys, but y'all can suck when you find that shit out. And then you have a lot of comments, a lot of things to say.
Oh man, well, we love getting suggestions for topics from you guys. I mean, it's like the best part of doing this podcast is how engaged everybody is. So thank you so much. Join our Facebook group, Self-Helpless Facebook group. It's
so
private,
fun.
But we accept everybody until you're a jerk. And
totally.
We'll kick you out.
Your guys' names the last couple weeks.
Oh my God, so good.
It's killing
me. So funny.
Like I love you guys. It genuinely makes me laugh out loud. I like immediately go show Kay. I'm like, look what they made. It's so funny. Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Ooh, start a thread about like what's helped you with your decision fatigue. Like how have you simplified your life or decision making and just like your daily routine. I'm always down to simplify.
Yes.
That's been what I've been about for a while now.
Hell yeah. All right. I got some things to plug. You have stuff to plug too?
Uh-huh. When does this come out?
This comes out on Monday, March 18th.
Perfect.
Today, as this comes out, I'm in another episode of Face the Truth on CBS.
Yay!
It's like an hour-long episode in studio. It was really fun to shoot. So if you live in like any major market, it airs in all major markets on CBS. I think it's at like 2 p.m. So check that out. I'm also headlining Spokane Comedy Club March 28th through the 30th, and then headlining Dr. Grin's Comedy Club in Grand Rapids, Michigan, April 4th through 6th. So you can go to kelseycook.com for tickets. Or if you're part of the This Is How We Live Now tier on Patreon, you get free tickets for life, baby.
Yeah. So, I'm headlining the DC Improv March 21st through the 24th. And I will be at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, Utah, April 4th through 6th. So those are the ones coming up here. And I will try to get rid of my hiccups by then.
Hiccups.
Oh my gosh. I'll be like a child.
I'll be here still. Probably trimming my own bangs next time or something.
Oh,
no, I probably will never touch the bangs. I won't. I'm too scared for that. But, you know, I'll be here.
Bangs are easier.
No, oh, too scary.
Side bangs are easier.
You can really mess that up.
I think in theory, you would think the bangs are easier, but like they require some finesse.
You have to be very exact.
I think once you have bangs,
yes.
Maintaining them.
Oh, yeah, don't cut your own side bangs.
But like, I think, you know,
never.
We're talking about
Oh, yeah,
something.
You don't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
I won't.
You don't. I forgot who I was talking to.
But, might as well like plug the Patreon, you guys. Everybody who supports the show in all of the ways, Patreon is like the most direct way you can support the show. So we get emails all the time like, love you guys, how can we like meet you and see you and all that stuff. patreon.com/selfhelpless is the most direct way to contribute to our future tour.
Yeah, and give us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes if you haven't yet. Our numbers grow every day, and it's honestly like that gets our name out there so much. It helps us move up the iTunes charts. We have so many people that say like, oh, we found you through the iTunes charts or through the Spotify charts. So that's just something it's so quick and easy, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks,
love you
guys. Love you. Bye.
You guys, we love you so much. Thank you for supporting Self Helpless. You can follow us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook at Self Helpless Podcast. And you can visit selfhelplesspodcast.com for all things Self Helpless. Learn about Patreon and how to sign up. Our merch is there. Information about our Facebook group and how to join. All the episodes you can listen to are on there, a little bit about the show. Our individual sites are linked there, and our contact information, email, and P.O. box if you want to send us some love letters. And you can follow us individually as well. I am at Delaney Fisher on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and DelaneyFisher.com, where you can watch my docu-comedy special, Love at First Cousin, for free. And then DicksByDelaney.com if you want to buy some dick mugs.
Sweet. I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, KelseyCook.com for all tour dates and merch. And my album, Savor It, is still available to buy on iTunes. And you can watch Wrists of Fury, my foosball web series that has an episode of Taylor and Delaney on the All Things Comedy YouTube channel.
I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram, and TTomComedy.com for my Netflix special and all live tour dates.
Sweet. We love you guys.
So much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Why won't it let me